This week, the U.S. brokered a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. Before that, more than 600 people were killed in Iran and 24 in Israel, according to those two countries. Today, Israel opened up again, returning somewhat to routine. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv.
There's life in the streets again. Restaurants are back open. Friends are swapping stories from their time running to bomb shelters, the Miklat. Schools and businesses reopened. Joggers are back crowding the boardwalk. For 12 days, Israelis across the country would run to shelters several times a day and wait for the loud thuds of missiles that made apartments shake and windows shatter. Hadas Givon sits on a bench in a trendy Tel Aviv neighborhood.
In a way, not needing to just run to the shelter, there is some kind of relief. But still, it's very weird.
Israel was bombarded by sophisticated missiles, many of them evading air defenses, hitting a hospital, a prestigious scientific research center, sensitive military sites, residential buildings. Today, Israelis are hearing contradictory claims from the U.S. and Israel about whether Iran's nuclear program was obliterated or just set back months or years. Givon says it gives her a bad feeling.
It feels like this was all a warm-up for the Third World War. Some people say we haven't eliminated their nuclear abilities, so you don't know what will happen next. Now that they know what we can do and what was our abilities, they can prepare for the next thing better. So in that sense, I'm more scared.
In a nod to the fears, Israel's top spymaster issued a rare video statement today. David Barnea, the chief of the Mossad, reflected on years of a shadow war with Iran that he said has scored a victory. Israel, thanks to the entire security apparatus, feels today like a different country, he told Mossad agents. A more secure country, a stronger country that is ready for the future. Israel reopened its airport today, but most foreign airlines have not resumed flights yet. And many here hope the ceasefire with Iran can bring new momentum to Israel and Hamas to finally strike a deal to end the war in Gaza. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.